For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan and Joe.
What up?
Joe.
Yes, sir.
Have you been shaving?
No. It doesn't look like it, but I did shave my face around my goatee last week. Yeah.
Now, do you notice how I keep myself well-groomed, like I have a nice clean... I shave in a certain style. I shave my neck, I shave my cheeks, and I keep like a little bit of facial hair because girls think that's sexy.
Very right, designable.
What's his face effect? When you get older and you got a little bit of the gray, stubble. A little stubble and the gray, the girls think that's it. That's it.
Salt and pepper look.
So I've been using Harry's razors for a while, okay? They're 5-blade shavers, all right? They're packaged in these cool, like if you go to the store, okay, and you see the shaving section, Harry's, it's well packaged and it comes in a box. It's not like in the little plastic thing like all the other stuff comes in. I shave because I want to look well groomed. Okay, and my experience with Harry's has been great. I've been using Harry's for years. One of the things I like about Harry's is that the color of the handle matches my eyes. I have very beautiful green eyes, and it's kind of like an olive and a green in this everything. So it's a very good looking razor. Okay, and if you want a good quality shave, a smooth shave, use Harry's. I've been using it for years. You can see my facial hair. I keep myself well groomed. I know a lot of wrestling fans out there, you don't groom yourselves well. Harry's razors are what you want to use, okay? So a smooth shave shouldn't be rough on the wallet either. The starter set is a $13 value for just $3.
It's unbelievable.
That's it. It's just $3. Okay, you go to the store, you see razors sometimes. They're like ridiculous prices, but this is a professional razor that looks better than the other razors on the racks, and it's just $3.
Well, tell them what else they get with it, too.
Yeah, it includes a 5-blade German engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover.
$3.
They schedule delivery for refills as low as $2. That's half of what you pay for other blades. So Harry's makes the products that will give you the best shave ever. It's got creams, washes, and lotions that will keep your skin healthy and hydrated. Blades made in their own factory in Germany to stay sharp. Guys who try to say their eighth shave is as sharp as their first. It's sleek, ergonomic weighted handles that look great in your bathroom and give you precise control with each butt swipe. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry. Just look it up. And they're still offering a no-risk trial. You don't like your shave? No worries. It's on them. So get your best shave ever with Harry's razors and skincare products. Get a $13 starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/K100. That's harrys.com/K100 for a $3 starter set. You got to try Harry's. I've been using it for years.
Plus, the great thing about it is that I also like to have a little stubble, but when I have to have a close shave because I'm going to go to an award ceremony or something, you know, on TV, and I want to get that close shave, I use Harry's. And, bro, it's very, very economical when it comes with, a shaving gel. So keep yourself groomed. Get a nice, smooth, close shave at harrys.com. Boom. Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. Boom. What a do, D.I.
All right. So, you know, I the Israel-Palestine thing is, I don't really get involved in it because there's no good side on either side, right? Hamas is, you know, brutal terrorism. They want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. You know, they chop kids' heads off, you know, rape, you know, they're horrible. And you can't even get, you know, the people, sensible people to condemn them. And people always wonder, you know, why did the Israelis, you know, the Jews like get so much heat from them, right? And I don't think, you know, the media, the world media, the media does cover this around the world, but our media doesn't really cover the way the Israelis treat the Palestinians. Okay. And you could be very sympathetic to the Palestinians or the people that are pro-Palestine that, you know, in their mind, they kind of see Hamas as fighting oppression in their whatever way they do it. Okay. But they're terrorists. They're chopping kids' heads off and, you know, so it's you can't support that. But a lot of people don't really know exactly what goes on in Palestine. This is Abby Martin. She's a journalist and everything. She actually made a movie and she kind of describes the boots on the ground, the reality of the situation between Israel and Palestine. Just play this clip, Joe. Oh, she's on the Joe Rogan podcast, by the way.
Going on until I went to Palestine and saw how crazy it was. But
what is it like? Give me your thoughts and your.
So everyone mistakenly thinks that Hamas controls Palestine. That's not true at all. There's three different areas that were drawn up with the original partition. It's the West Bank, which is totally under military rule by Israel, and then there's the Gaza Strip, which is the open air prison, which they bomb the shit out of every couple of years, and Hamas controls that area. And then there's Jerusalem, which is an international city center that both Arabs and Jews live in. But the West Bank has been occupied militarily since 1967, and it's complete martial law. There's checkpoints. All political parties are illegal. You can't, having a gun is the least of it. You can't hold a flag. You can't belong to a political party. You literally can't do shit if you're a Palestinian. You just have to sit there and submit. And even if you share a photo of someone who was killed by an Israeli soldier, you go to jail, and you go to jail for the amount of months that,
what?
Yeah, based on the shares and likes of the photo, they'll penalize you more and put you in prison for longer and longer. I mean, I'll just tell you one story.
If you put a photo on social media, you put
someone who died, and they'll be you're sharing a martyr and inciting people to commit suicide, on behalf of Palestinians, you go to jail, and they put them in jail. There's 99.7% conviction rate. Kids are tortured. Kids are in prison. It is absolutely insane. We went to the first day that we were there, we went to a funeral of some guy, some farmer who was shot by Israeli forces. And we went to the funeral. It was horrible. You know, all the women are wailing and crying. And as we're leaving, the Israeli forces had set up a checkpoint right outside of this dude's house and started tear gassing and shooting rubber bullets at people who were simply attending the funeral, just to punish people for attending the funeral. We went to another girl's house named Aya, who got shot in the vagina for peacefully protesting at some protest. And they shot 200 people that day. One guy next to her died. Another guy was paralyzed. They have a policy called shoot to cripple, where they shoot guys in the dicks. Yeah. Oh, it is fucking nuts, man. The West Bank is no joke. I thought that I was going to die several times. We were at this checkpoint going through Calandia, and there was this old man walking, clearly drunk or something, and kind of walking a little bit toward the checkpoint. But they started shooting at him. Bullets are ricocheting off the thing. And I, you know, my partner, Mike, who was an invading soldier of Iraq, was just like, we're going to die. Like, they're shooting this guy. There's bullets ricocheting. It was absolutely insane. And as we go through the checkpoint, the soldier's like, hey, stay safe out there. And I was like, yeah, when you guys are arbitrarily shooting people. And the person who was driving us had just told us that a couple months prior to that, some woman, Palestinian woman, because you can't go to Jerusalem, like, if you're Palestinian, there's like barely any Palestinians who are even allowed to go pray at the most holy site, the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. You can't go to the beach. You're just completely constricted in a prison and you can't travel. And he was just telling us that months before we went through this checkpoint, someone was going through the checkpoint because they got a permit to go into Jerusalem, which is like a lifetime golden ticket, like Willy Wonka. And they're walking and they get, and she just got executed. And then
what?
Yeah, she just got executed and she was bleeding out at this checkpoint and her little brother tried to help her and they shot him too. And they're like hiding the video of this.
But
and this
is just a day
because they fucking hate Palestinians and Palestinians are animals to these people. It's sick, man. It's sick.
That's enough.
It's really, really sick, Joe. And I,
no,
I couldn't.
Joe, that's enough. You play.
I got it.
So
Joe
I
like stuff that sick dick. Go.
Well, it just goes to show you. It's kind of funny that, like, and this is when stuff like this happens. Like our media, you know, our the left wing media in this country has tried to desperately paint the picture that we're a racist country. We're, you know, the way the white people treat black. Bro, you want to talk about racism? That's racism. They those two cultures, the Palestinians and Israelis, think the other are like subhuman. And they treat them as such. There's videos of, like, you know, the Israeli soldiers pissing on the Palestinians and stuff. That, you know, you saw the military guy, I think he goes calling them animals and stuff. Could you imagine if the racial animus in that country, like you had that type of verbiage and the, like, black people, and white people were treating each other like that in this country?
Be a war.
It'd be unconscionable. But it's actually going on.
Well,
over
one
there.
Time they were.
Well, okay, yeah. But obviously this. Well, that's what I'm saying. You like they have not progressed at all in that part of the world. You know, we've progressed, you know, like we're trying to get it right. Everything. But you look at other parts, and that's what I've always said. You know, we're trying to be friendly to immigration. But if you're immigrating people to this country from that part of the world that share that racial animus for other people, it's like, that can't be good for our country. What do you think about that?
Well, it isn't good for any country. But at the end of the day, my whole thing is, bro, if you're living there like that, and I'm not trying to make light of it. Find some way to move and get out of there. Why would you want to live
they're
there?
They're not allowed to.
You can't go on vacation.
They can't go. The Egyptians don't want them. Like, these people can't go anywhere. Like, that's why there's a lot of hatred for the Israelis, because the way the Israelis treat these people. But then, you know, the Israelis, in their defense, I guess you could call it, you know, they got a terrorist group over there that's shooting rockets at their suburbs every day. And they
have to shoot
them down. You know?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Well, they've got to have an airport, and it can't be just incoming flights. They got to be able to go somewhere, not just in Palestine. Could you look that up, Joe, if there's flights from Palestine to any other country?
It's called an open-air prison. Like I said, there's checkpoints and stuff and things that just, yo, and bro, like I said, the thing with me is, like, when people try to paint our racial divide by taking examples when a black guy is resisting arrest to white police officers and they beat him up and get shot. And like that's racist.
But there's,
look at what's
reason,
going on in that part of the world. You know,
yeah,
like that's
the reason,
true. Go ahead.
The reason that. That's so much deeper isn't because it isn't really racism. It's like religious strife. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, imagine, I'm not saying there isn't, but imagine if all these religions that are always fighting against each other found out some way, maybe they won't find out to the afterlife, there is no God. And that religion was always used to control the populace.
Yeah, could you imagine that? Like, imagine right. what would happen to that part of the world. There's like a right. billion Muslims in the world. Right. And but think about it too. It's like you have they're complete. The Israel is complete. They're Jews. Okay, they do not share the religious beliefs of the like the hundreds of millions of people that live around them, and they're like trapped in it. Like it creates this thing. It's like they're constantly in a state of like fighting these people, dehumanizing. Right. You know, it's like because they kind of like got to be tough because you're surrounded.
Yeah,
you know, by like what? Where did like I was thinking like you know I was just wondering like well like you would think that like we should maybe like just take like the state of Israel and just take all those people and move them here or something like or just move them to another part of the world.
Let me tell you,
like what do you do in a situation like this where this fighting is escalating to a point and people are choosing sides that might create a world war?
It's gonna
and look at what they're fighting over, Conan. You know, like we've talked a lot about. A feminization, you know, men have become more feminine.
Right.
Like, that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline, and the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough, but it's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many foods you don't even realize and block androgen receptors. And unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Test Stack. Here are our boy Nick Alves to save the day for masculinity. TestX9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product, and so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive. Compounding it with T-Assist adds even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in TestX9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production, and for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySups.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySups.com. Level up with the Legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true. But, you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control, has everything to maintain your testosterone because, as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
And for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line. But check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products. And there's a reason, because it works. And it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. If you notice, most of our ads are all about wellness. Your hygiene, your health. And this is just another example. So get your Legacy Subs. Boom.
Go ahead.
There's only one way it's going to end, D.I., and there's going to be a winner and a loser. There's no way to stop this. It's been going on for decades and prior to that even. And the problem is
no,
like,
bro, there doesn't have to be a winner and a loser. You have to, like, I'll give you an example. The United States has given them billions and billions and billions of dollars of aid, and they just approved some more aid for them and not for Ukraine.
Yeah. It's so stupid because Hamas takes all the money and just builds
weapons. Aid for Israel, D.I.
But they're also giving a little bit to Gaza, too.
But wait a minute.
Hamas
here's my
steals
point.
All the aid money, you know?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but here's my point. Yeah. Yeah, all the corrupt regimes do that.
Right.
That's nothing new. And they still do it. Yeah. So my whole thing is all right, you guys want aid? Because without U.S. aid, Israel will cease to exist 100% or without us backing them militarily. They would not exist. They'd be eaten up. And you just say, all right, you want aid? this is what you're going to do. We're going to have a two-state solution, and you lay down the law. But it's almost like a kid who tells their parents what to do. You know, the United States is afraid to go in there and fucking carry a big stick like Teddy Roosevelt used to do. They should go in there. They got the money. They got the power, and say, you guys, we're going to find a fucking solution, or we're not going to take care of you guys anymore. We're not going to give you any aid. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. Bro, big bank take little bank. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only thing power respects is power.
Then we're giving aid, and then to people that are treating their neighbors like this, and you're going like,
right.
You know, bro, it's a moral conundrum.
And they continue to do it.
And
let me tell you what's a big problem. Let me tell you what's a big problem. Like I told you, my dad was a Jewish guy that was always talking to me about, you know, Jewish things. But the problem is, you know how they always say, oh, the chosen land, the chosen land?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the Torah or the Bible, this land was promised to Abraham, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is like, you know, and so they'd been thrown out of the Babylonian Empire, which was like Syria and Iraq. They threw them out of there. The Romans went in there. They threw them out of there. So when they were thrown out, a lot of Palestinians started moving in. So originally, this was their land, originally.
Right. Well, and we just heard from the Rogan show that clip of how, you know, Israeli soldiers and whatnot will treat.
Yeah, they treat them like shit. It's atrocious.
I went looking at it.
It's atrocious.
Yeah, yeah. And I've seen it too.
I saw a video.
It's a shoot.
They're carrying a casket for a funeral. The Israeli soldiers are coming up and beating the people that are carrying the casket, like they dropped the casket. Like, you know,
and I'm not approving of that or anything.
Yeah,
but what I'm asking,
who could approve of that?
What I'm asking,
that's what
you guys
makes them mad. That's
play
what makes
devil's
them
advocate.
Want to fight again. Go ahead.
Of course, but like you said, they're surrounded. When you're a soldier for a country and the other country next to you is saying, yo, it's our goal to annihilate you motherfuckers.
That's what's right.
I mean, I'm not saying treat them back like that, but that's difficult. These guys will be dead. You know,
how can you choose a side in this without choosing to a horrible side?
Right.
You can't.
And it's tough for
Biden. If you're choosing a side, you're choosing a horrible, side.
It's,
you know,
it's
but the funniest thing
is Biden. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, bro, there's a lot of people in our government. The reason we send them a lot of aid and stuff, you know, there's a lot of people that have dual citizenship with Israel. A lot. I saw a clip the other day of like some guy that was rattling off like all these people that work at the CDC that have dual citizenship. There's like 30, 40 people.
Whoa.
Like big wigs at the thing. They can go like really? Wow. That's like, you know, but I don't know, man. I just said it's like,
bro, listen to this.
Jewish Americans. Jewish Americans. I can see why they get heat because of what's going on in Israel. But I've never had a problem with. I don't know why Jewish Americans should get the heat that they do over here.
Well,
they don't live in Israel. They're not
European.
Part of the IDF. They're not like, you know. So
European Jews too. I was reading an article that said they're afraid to leave the house. They never feel safe. And I think it's in Germany all over again. They're putting the David star on a Jew's house, so you know that there's a Jew in there.
Right.
History.
But think about think about that. Like the Italians could like be butchering their people, but the Italian Americans wouldn't get heat like that over here. It's weird that like the Jewish Americans get the heat as like other ethnic Americans, like Italian Americans, French Americans, like they don't.
Yeah, because I think there's a feeling or a narrative that's been put out that they have a lot of power because of bankers and they had a lot of power in Hollywood and they're behind a lot of our problems, behind a lot of the culture problems, putting in a lot of trash in Hollywood for people to see and they just make money off of it and they don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
you know,
but you talk about like a handful of people, but the rest of the Jewish Americans, like just a common man, are getting the heat over that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's very bizarre.
Talking about a lot of things that intersect too. Like I was saying before, Biden's in a tough spot, and I'm not saying morally, which he is, but I'm talking politically. If you support Israel, there's going to be people that are like, you're controlled by the Jews, you're controlled by Israel. If you don't support Israel, you're an anti-Semite, you know?
Right.
And it's, and plus,
and
how,
you kind
does,
of
he, have, does
like,
he have donors? Does he have donors, Jewish donors that give a shitload of money? Well, I can't piss them off, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's in a tough spot politically.
Now, let me tell you something that's very interesting. So before Israel was called Judea, right? Mm-hmm. And when the Romans conquered them, because remember I told you the Babylonians did and then the Romans, mm-hmm. the Romans changed their name to Palestine. So there would be no identification with the name Judea, which obviously meant Jewish.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and there is no outgoing flights from Palestine.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why they called it an open air prison, Coney. They can't go anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
They get beat on and, you know,
yeah, no, the atrocities are ridiculous.
Off, and Hamas
I feel for
up,
both
you know,
sides.
Fight back.
I feel for both sides. And I think that the United States as a leader, maybe you get England, maybe you get Japan, and you sit down and you sit them both down and you go, if you want aid, if you want anything from us, if not, you're on your fucking own and you can destroy each other. Because the one that's going to lose there is Israel for sure.
But how do you think people start liking each other that think that the other race is animals?
That's what I mean.
Well,
I
don't know, think it's any. You know, we hated.
What do you do? How do you
bro, there was a time say, yeah. when if you were Japanese, people hated you here. If you were German, people hated you there. That,
true.
You know, passed
like,
along. So it
like
takes
Disco
time.
Said,
and maybe you have training. What?
I was going to say, like Disco said, though, we've progressed here. At least we like to pretend that we have. They're not
right.
progressing. They've had decades
of hate.
We have
progressed. What do you mean we yeah. pretend we have? We have.
Not. I mean, not everybody.
You can find people
I mean.
That yeah. would think that we're not progressing, which is
yeah,
annoying.
But the
because you want to
let
point
me tell
to
you
this part of the
you'd
world
be
say,
blind,
that's
you'd
not
be blind and untruthful if you were to say we haven't progressed a
right.
lot.
Right. Right. Exactly.
We
especially,
got much more to go. We got much more to go, but we progressed a lot.
Because like
there's shit that I grew up seeing that I don't have to see anymore.
Yeah,
and that's great.
And plus,
I'm talking
two,
about things like you've said, Conan, in the past, like, okay, everyone up front is all holding hands and progressive, but there's the people behind closed doors that don't feel that way at all. They're just acting. You know what I mean?
Well,
right.
Well,
so that's
plus
what
two,
I meant.
And what I've always brought up, when I brought up the, you bring up the survey, they survey people, you know, who are you, you know, are you a friend, you know, you have no problem living next to, right? We're one of the most
right.
progressive countries in the world. We're one of the most least racist countries were because that part of the world, like over there, like they're still back in the dark ages and stuff with this stuff and everything. So
it's and
like,
it's
you know,
funny
yeah,
because
yeah,
I right. can tell you it's progressed, Joe, because I lived it. You know, I lived in and still you see it like the projects, right? Yeah. That's mm-hmm. all black people, some Latino people. But like, you know, I grew up in a time when you had all the white people lived in this section of town. All the black people
right.
lived in this section. And you still see that today, but not like before.
I'll give it to you, bro. I grew up in Marietta, Georgia.
Right.
Basically, a white upper middle class suburb of Atlanta, Georgia was mainly white. Way
right.
more progressive. You go to the grocery stores, there's a lot of, you know, like you can definitely absolutely see the cultural
right.
mix has gotten
and
more.
And here's
you know,
a big
yeah.
change, Disco.
Right.
No way you were seeing a black guy and a black girl or vice versa together in public.
You mean black or white,
black
guy
and a
white
girl.
Yeah. They weren't.
Yeah.
They were kind of keep. They would keep it under wraps and stuff. And
right
now it's like very.
Yeah.
You see a lot of it. You know, it's
right.
people don't even look twice at it anymore. It's
right.
like a common thing that nobody
right.
even would even
where
look and say, "Hey,
you
why
stuck
are
out like
those
a fucking,
right.
Yeah.
Right. You stuck out. You know.
Right.
Yeah. Well, when you get older, like people, it's hard to convince like young cats like in their 20s and everything, you know, they're being taught we're basically like, dude, we're 50, you know, we've seen, you haven't seen any progress,
the evolution
yet. Right, you're the
yeah, it's a shame it's still
old,
happening, but it
like,
was
right.
way worse. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely worse.
Yeah, it's imagine being 13 to 16 and your first experience when you're paying attention is George Floyd and that video. Of course
right.
you're gonna think, you know, police are the shits and everybody's
right.
racist
right.
So that's one of your first impressions.
Right,
this has been K100 Talks. You got any opinions, comments, anything you want to say, send the K100questions@gmail.com. Boom.